Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman.
With all eyes on Donald Trump's nominating convention, major companies seem to be staying away from the RNC, wary of potential damage to their own brands.
Some of the country's best-known corporations are nervously grappling with what role they should play at the Republican National Convention.
So the Republican Party's having trouble getting corporate sponsors, but so are Democrats.
Presidential conventions are usually great places for CEOs and business executives to get some quality face time with politicians. But this year, many of them are staying home. They're not going to schmooze with Republicans in Cleveland next week, nor visit the Democrats in Philadelphia the following week. And not only that, from Wall Street to Silicon Valley, many businesses are keeping their checkbooks closed and refraining from sponsoring the conventions. In particular, Republican organizers are having a tough time raising all the money they need from corporate sponsorships. Well, joining me this morning are Ben White with Politico via Skype and Frederica Skouten with USA Today. And Frederica, if you look at the companies that spent money at previous conventions and then you compare it to this year, who's sitting out and why?
Well, there are a bunch of them. They're either reducing donations or sitting them out. About 15 altogether have been compiled by an organization called Color of Change PAC, which has been spearheading efforts to get companies to boycott the Trump convention. So it's companies like Coca-Cola and Microsoft and Walmart that have reduced their donations over what they had given to the Republican event 4 years ago. And then other companies that have decided to give none, Hewlett-Packard, Wells Fargo, Ford, Apple.
And why are they doing that?
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting is that they won't explicitly say we are not supporting the convention because of Donald Trump. Instead, they say things like we've changed our business practices or we're reconsidering our involvement. Color of Change and the other activists are saying, look, this is directly because of Trump's rhetoric, his comments about women and minorities and immigrants, and people should not have their brand associated with this. And this is a result of our pressure.
Ben, Wall Street is usually like an ATM for presidential candidates. How are the CEOs and executives at financial firms approaching the next 2 weeks?
Well, first of all, they're staying as far away from Cleveland as they can. I can't tell you the number of people I called this week who said, you know what, I got to visit my kids at camp this week, or I've got vacation coming up this week. So they won't be there. And it's mainly because they don't like Trump's message on trade. They don't like his divisiveness. They don't want to alienate their own employees. So it's just impossible for big banks to have a big role in Cleveland.
But if you sit out, if big banks and other businesses sit out the Republican convention, in a way, doesn't that help Trump because he has such an anti-trade message?
Well, it helps him in that he's running a populist campaign and he's run against a rigged system and cronyism. So he can easily just say, look, Wall Street fat cats don't want to come here because I'm going to bust up their business models or whatever it is. But when you get down to it, he needs the money. As we recall, at the end of May, he had $1.3 million in the bank. He did a little bit better in June, but he's still well behind Hillary Clinton. And Mitt Romney in 2012 cleaned up on Wall Street, raised tens and tens of millions of dollars. Trump needs that money. It would be helpful for Wall Street folks to be at the convention so his fundraisers could schmooze them and get their money, but they won't be there. And he's having a real large amount of trouble putting the cash together that he needs.
Frederica, running for president, it's kind of an expensive thing to do. When you look at what's going on here with the conventions, is it a sign of something that might be happening with the future campaign fundraising? And how might this affect the race?
I think it's problematic. And we will see how this plays out, though, of course, because Donald Trump has been a very unconventional candidate. He's been able to get a lot of attention in free media. I mean, basically, every time he goes on the air, he's live. And so that may change the calculus a little bit in terms of how much exactly he needs to raise. But he still needs money for a ground game. He still needs money to have people knocking on doors and making sure that the people who have so enthusiastically backed him on Twitter and other places actually are registered to vote and go vote in a general election. And that takes money.
Frederica, is there a difference between the Republican and Democratic conventions in terms of fundraising?
The Democrats seem to be in much better shape. The state of Pennsylvania worked on a budget deal this week and finalized it. And so there's going to be $10 million in state funds. And, to be fair to the Republicans, they note that often the money comes in at the very last minute. But it's still striking that they have a $6 million gap with just days to go before the convention.
Okay, Ben, we are learning who is actually going to be speaking at the Republican convention. The business leaders will be speaking. Can you give me a sense of who are they and what do they represent?
Well, this is not a roster of America's greatest business leaders. It's very thin on the CEO front. He's got Peter Thiel, who everybody knows is a big Silicon Valley entrepreneur behind PayPal, been in the news a lot lately over his funding of Hulk Hogan's suit against Gawker, which bankrupted Gawker. You know, a side note, interestingly, he'll be the first openly gay person to address the Republican convention in quite a long time, if ever. And the other one on their list that came out yesterday was Tom Barak. He's a private equity investor, not somebody I don't think anybody at the convention will have heard of. So you're not seeing Fortune 500 CEOs. You're not seeing the head of GE or any big companies. This is supposed to be the business candidate, the guy who can make America great again. And you don't see an outpouring of powerful corporate chieftains showing up to raise the banner for Donald Trump.
It also looks like a lot of these people are, in a way, in industries where you take a risk, like there's casinos, there's oil development.
Correct. I don't know if that's the message he wants to send, given that one of the big concerns voters have with Trump is that it would be taking a big risk to entrust him with the White House, given his lack of a track record in public office. And I think the reason we waited weeks for this long-promised list of convention speakers and attendees is because they reached out to a lot of people who eventually just said no. I mean, even Sarah Palin is not showing up at this convention, which to me was somewhat hard to believe.
Frederica, in previous years, there's been a lot of worries about corporate money and politics, especially after the Supreme Court Citizen United decision. With companies being so reluctant to spend at these conventions, are those fears misplaced or is it just this campaign?
I think it may just be this campaign. And keep in mind, I mean, you had a very robust presidential primary and you had corporate involvement in that. I mean, you had people who were, donating heavily to Republican Jeb Bush before he got out. And the other thing to remember, of course, is that some of this money is shifting to protecting down ballot races. There is enormous concern among Republicans about losing their majority in the Senate. So it doesn't mean that money goes away. It just maybe finds another outlet.
Frederica Skouten covers campaign finance for USA Today. And Ben White is Politico's chief economic correspondent. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure.
And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.